Okay, Parshas Korach. Okay, just we mentioned during the shir earlier the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says that the machlokes of Shammai v'Hillel was machlokes of Shem Shemayim, and the machlokes of Korach v'Chol Hadassah was Shiloi l'Shem Shemayim. Shiloi. And we mentioned during the shir that Shammai and Hillel l'Shem Shemayim, because even though they argued in many halachos, but when it came outside of those halachos, it came to everyday activities, they were noyig ava v'achla v'shalom v'reyos v'zebezeh. Like the Mishnah says at the end of the first parak in Yevamos, that they intermarried with each other, even though there were some ladies that were arayis to one, and not arayis to the other, they warned each other, that isha is not for Shammai, be Shammai, that isha is not for Mesillah, but otherwise they intermarried, they lent kelim to each other, even though they had machlokes l'ratumah and taira, and so on. So the way to tell whether machlokes is l'shem Shammai or not is how do they behave outside of the machlokes. If it's only when it comes to the halacha they argue, that's l'shem Shammaiim. But Korach v'Chol Hadassah, that was a bit of machlokes that consumed Korach, figuratively and literally consumed Korach. That was a machlokes that went on and on and on. It was a whole day affair. Such a machlokes is shiloi l'shem Shammaiim. Just very fast to Iran, they say over another way to tell whether machlokes is l'shem Shammaiim or not is whether there's infighting between the sides themselves. In other words, on Shammai's side, all of Shammai, Beis Shammai, all agreed with each other. On Beis Hillel's side, all of Beis Hillel agreed with each other. But it says, which machlokes is shiloi l'shem Shammaiim, Korach v'Chol Hadassah. It doesn't say Korach and Moshe. It says Korach v'Chol Hadassah. In Korach, on his side itself, there was inner turmoil, inner strife, between them. Then they got along with themselves. When in one side itself, there's inner turmoil, inner fighting, that's a riot. That whole side of the machlokes is a shoyel l'shem Shammaiim. Okay. I just mentioned it because we mentioned it earlier. Vayikach Korach. Everyone's bothered. What did Korach take? It doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk what Korach took. And Korach took. What? What did Korach take? So it says, Rashi, Lokach es atzmoy l'tzarechot. He took himself to one side, l'yisnechach mitoich ha'eda, to separate from the rest of the eda, l'oirer al ha'kuhuna, to argue on the kuhuna, and that's the targumunculus bispaleg. He split, he broke off from the eda. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Zayin, Rav Huna, compares a machlokes to a river that overflows. You have a river and it starts to overflow. So if you catch it in time, before the water spreads, you don't have much damage. You have just a little trickle of water that overflowed. But if you don't catch it in time and it overflows, then it causes a lot of damage and it ruins all the fields. A machlokes, says Rav Huna, is the same way. When a machlokes starts, if you catch it in time, when it first starts to trickle out and you're able to stop it, you've prevented any damage from happening. But if you don't stop it when it first begins, and you let it grow and grow, what happens? It just expands and expands, and the machlokes grows bigger and bigger, and causes much harm and damage.
So if you split the river.
The Shelah HaKadosh says the word machlokes is spelled Mem Ches Lamed Kuf Sof. I know we mentioned this in the past. Machlokes is Mem Ches Lamed Kuf Sof. And in the way the word is spelled, in the letters, the word machlokes, we see what happens when a machlokes starts and does not stop. A mem has a small opening on the bottom of the letter. There's a small opening on the bottom of a mem. The way the mem is written in the Sefer Torah, there's a small opening at the bottom of a mem. Machlokes starts, it's small. It's in one place, a few people, it's a small machlokes. If it doesn't stop, next letter is a ches. The opening on the bottom becomes much wider. The little opening on the bottom of the mem now is fully open. Machlokes becomes bigger. If the machlokes doesn't stop, lamed. A lamed is the tallest letter. The top of the lamed reaches higher than any other letter. If the machlokes doesn't stop, it goes all the way up to Shemayim. Machlokes goes all the way up. If they don't stop the machlokes, it continues to go up to the sky. After a lamed is a kuf. A kuf is the lowest letter. The leg of the kuf extends all the way down. If the machlokes doesn't stop, it goes all the way down to the depths of the earth. Good. I say it ends in Gehenim. Fine. Machlokes goes all the way down. If it still doesn't stop, the next letter is a tough. The tough has the opening on the bottom, but it has a leg to stand on. The edge of the tough, it curves a little bit. There's a leg. It gives it more of a standing. If the machoikas doesn't stop, it continues to grow and grow, it has a firm leg to stand on. And by that time, unfortunately, it's too late to stop a machoikas. Shalom Kodesh. It's too late to stop the machoikas. Machoikas continues to grow and to grow. The winner of a machoikas is not the one who has the last word. The winner is the one who doesn't say the last word. The one who's quiet. The one who doesn't answer back. The Gemara tells us, Toila Eretz Abulima. The earth is suspended. The earth exists Abulima. And those that say Bulima, they don't answer back. When someone insults them, someone says something, they don't always answer back. And that's chus, the world exists. Not having the last word and ending the machlaikis is the one who really wins. Reb Chaim Palagi in his Sefer Taisus Chaim writes powerful, powerful words, and he says, "Ani hageva rosaini. I saw with my own eyes. Ki kol ish veisha, any man and lady, mishpacha mishpacha, family, medina medina, country, ear to ear, or city, shahayu benei machlokes." That had among them a machlokes, they had between them a machlokes, v'yotzu nekiyim habeis kitos. On both sides, nobody came out clean. Both sides end up feeling the effect of the machlokes. V'nilkul bein begufon, bein b'mamayon. And they're punished, say, physically, say, financially. Everybody is hurt by machlokes. Both sides are hurt. And he writes, v'chol bayis, sheyesh machlokes erev Shabbos. Any house is a machloikis on a Friday or an Erev Shabbos, or a Leil Shabbos, or on a Leil Shabbos, hoyabodok umenusa. It's proven, it's known, ki ro'o neged penehem. It's a sign of bad things to come. If there's a machloikis in the house on Erev Shabbos, or a machloikis in the house Leil Shabbos, it's a sign of bad things to come. It says, it's bodok umenusa that this is true. Okay? Besides, stop not having machlokes. It's a time to be extra careful. And he says over that one time, Chaim Palagi writes, he was sitting in his house, Leil Shabbos, and he heard the neighbors next door having a fight. The husband and the wife, the husband's upset at the wife because of some of the food that she served. So he says, he picked himself up, he went next door, he walks inside, and he sits down by the table. As soon as he sat down by the table, obviously, the fighting suddenly stopped, and they were on their best behavior. And he stayed there until he saw that they were on their best behavior, and then he left. A while later, he meets this neighbor outside, and the neighbor says to him, "Thank you very much for coming into the house on Friday night, because if you wouldn't have come into the house Friday night, it could have gone on all night. Thank you very much for coming in, and you're being there, you made us think how we should behave." And he says, "Since you came into the house, I haven't had another argument with my wife since then."
Okay. Shalom bayis.
Shalom bayis. Okay, so. Okay, all kidding aside. Everybody knows that many machloikesin are over silly things, over narishkeitin. The person wants, they can stop. A mollus pride doesn't let a person stop. Whatever it is. But a person could overcome a machlokes. And it's never too late. It's never too late to end. Never too late to end a machlokes. But right on Shabbos, the pasuk says, "Lo yisvaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem b'yom haShabbos and pashas v'yakel." Don't light a fire in your house on Shabbos. And it's brought down from the Sfarim. It means the fire shall cast, the fire of machlokes. Don't light the fire of anger or the fire of machlokes on Shabbos. Shabbos, a person has to be very careful not to ignite, not to start a machlokes. Befrat, Friday afternoons, okay, the summertime, a little bit longer, but Friday afternoons, life gets very hectic. And whether Shabbos is 4 o'clock or 8 o'clock, it's the same rush at the end, either way, whatever time a person makes Shabbos, it's his man of a Nisayan, and a person has to overcome. You say over Maisa, I don't remember if it was behind Sonnefeld, I'm not sure which God it was, that one day, a lady comes and says to him, "In my house, every Friday night's a disaster. The house is upside down, and the table, nothing's red, it's just a disaster." And she says, "But I can't get out of it, because what happens? We know, when a person comes home from shul, he comes home with a malach toiv, and the Malach Ra, with the good Malach and the bad Malach. If the house, the tables are set, beds are made, and everything is prepared nicely, what does the good Malach say? He also should be like this next week, and the bad Malach answers only. And if the house is not prepared, and everything is upside down, the bad Malach says, he also should be like this next week, and the good Malach has to answer only. So she says, how can I get out of it?
Go away for
every week. Every week, nothing's ready. It's the same rush, same behold every week, and the Bein Malach has his way. So he says, okay, I'll take care of it. Did I say it over recently? I might have. The next Erev Shabbos, I don't remember who the God was. He rolls right in front of that house, that window, and he stays there. What? No. With a cigarette. And he sits there smoking late Friday, and he sits there smoking, this story was a long time ago, and he sits there smoking late Friday afternoon, smoking a cigarette. And the lady looks out the window, and she sees the Rav is outside smoking. She says, oh, if he's outside smoking, there must be time, not such a big rush for Shabbos. Didn't rush so much. She looks out, it's getting closer to Shabbos. He's still walking, smoking in front of the house. Must be this time. If he has time to smoke before Shabbos, there must be this plenty of time left. And he stayed in Mamish until Otto's man, smoking a cigarette. And this way, she was calm. And the house somehow was prepared for Shabbos. And the house turned out, everything turned out to be fine. And that week, the good Malach was the one who was able to give the bracha and say Yehi Ratzon. Right? It doesn't mean a person can't change. It's difficult. It's hard. Sometimes you need a little chachma to do it. But things, if a person wants to, a person could always change. The Pasuk says, Umadua tisnasu akahar Hashem. Peretezayim posagimu. Kairach complains, who are you, Moshe, to be elevated high? You took a position of melech for yourself. Your brother becomes the Kohen Gadol. Umadua tisnasu akahar Hashem. There's an old vart, a famous vart they bring down. Kairach, what happened at the end? Kairach and his Eidah was swallowed up by the earth. What was the midah kinegan midah? He was swallowed up by the earth. The Pasuk tells us in Balaischa, Va'ish Moshe Onov, Mikoha Adam, Ashal Pneho Adam. Moshe was an Onov from anybody on the face of the earth. Moshe was Al Pneho Adam. Moshe was humble Al Pneho Adam. Yet Kairach complained about Moshe, Umadua Tisnasu. Why are you so haughty, so high? To Kairach, Moshe's being, Al Pneho Adam, was too high for Kairach. That was called already Nesius. That was called being too high. So Mida Kineg Mida. If Moshe's humility of being a Pnei HaAdama was called Tisnasa, was too high, so Kairach had to be punished by going even lower than that. So he was swallowed up underneath, underneath the earth. The Chavetz Chaim writes that Kairach and his Eda were jealous of Moshe. And a person looks into it, jealousy has very harsh consequences. A person who's jealous and is not careful, when he lets the jealousy take hold of him, the jealousy could ruin a person. People are jealous either because they can't stand that someone else has it so good, or fakir, they're jealous that they don't have it so good. They wish they had it as good as somebody else. Hakina va taiva va kovoid might see an esa odom in oilam. Jealousy, taiva and kovoid take out a person from the world. We just had the Gemara, Gemara's also Bava Basra, that Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. Who was the Katan, who was the smallest of the Talmidim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And who was the Gadol? Yonasan ben Uzziel was the Gadol. And what does the Gemara tell us? That any bird that flew over Yonasan ben Uzziel, and he was learning, the bird was burnt. The bird was burnt. So, they would say over, What happened when the Rebbe learned? And when Hillel HaZaken learned, what happened to the birds that flew over Hillel HaZaken was learning?
No.
If by the Talmud the birds were burnt, the Yonasan ben Uzziel, what about by the Rebbe? So they say over, that when Hillel HaZaken learned, nothing happened to the birds. He was so great, he was able to contain the Kedusha in a way that it shouldn't have a negative effect on his surroundings, and it didn't destroy his surroundings. It's not a maila that the fire would destroy the birds and burn the surroundings. Just the opposite. Hillel HaZaken was able to control the Kedusha, and the fire went out before it left, and it did not destroy the birds. They say over about the Chofetz Chaim that he was the same way. That when it came to Machlokes, before the fire of Machlokes ever reached the Chofetz Chaim, the fire went out. people that had a machoikis and they were coming to see the Chavetz Chaim, coming near the Chavetz Chaim, suddenly the fire went out. The fire of machoikis didn't burn by the Chavetz Chaim. The fire went out. It all depends where a person is, how a person behaves, whether he's affected by a machoikis, by machoikis or not. Chavetz Chaim was at such a high level that anybody who had machoikis, when it came near the Chavetz Chaim, the machoikis cooled off, the fire of the machoikis went out. People become irrational when there's a machoikis. Everyone has stories where people became totally irrational, not thinking straight when there's a machoikis. Kairach lost himself in this machoikis totally. Moshe Rabbeinu tried to make shalom. Kairach refused. Even if it takes out our eyes, we won't go up. He said things that are totally irrational, but when it comes to machoikis, a person loses himself if he's not careful. That's one of the lessons of the parasha, is to learn how to be careful and to avoid machlokes. Kisocho hu lachem chelef avedaschem. Later on in the parasha, the pasuk says that the Levim were given a reward for their avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, the chavtal of matnas kahuna were given to the kahanim and to the Levim as a reward in exchange for their avodah. Dumnu Magid is over a very nice insight. We all know that we receive schar for doing mitzvahs. We all know Zedin B'cheshbet, we receive schar for doing mitzvahs. On the other hand, we're told Al Tiyu Kavodim Hamasham Shemes Harav Amanasa Kabo Fras. We're not supposed to do mitzvahs to receive schar. We're supposed to do it not to receive schar. Tuna Magid says, beautiful Moshe, the king once has a very trustworthy Eved, a very loyal Eved. He calls over his loyal Eved and he says to him, I have a job for you. We just built a new house down the road. I want you to go into the palace and empty out these two rooms. Take all the furniture from these rooms and carry it down to the new house that we built down the road. And take out every last piece of furniture, whatever you find in those two rooms, carry it all out. And the Eved was a very loyal Eved, and he follows the king's direction to a T. And he goes to the rooms and he schleps. And the whole day he schwitzes and he sweats and he works very hard carrying out all the furniture and whatever's in the palace to the new house down the road. At the end of the day, he reports back to the king and he says to the king, Your Majesty, I fulfilled your orders. I emptied out the two rooms. All the furniture is transferred over. Everything is taken out. The king says, It's all yours. It's all yours. Since you're such a loyal Eved to me all those years, that house that I built is for you, and all the furniture that you moved is all for you. Whatever you took out, it all belongs to you. And the king says, Oh, and by the way, I didn't pay you for the work that you did. When you moved the furniture today, you did it under my orders. You were working for me. I didn't pay you for the work that you did. And he pays the Eved for the work that he did. And the Eved says, But you just gave me the house with all the furniture. And the king says, Yes, but you worked for me. And I have to pay you for the work that you did. Says the Dumnu Magid, that's a great deal. That's the same deal that we have with Hashem. Hashem tells us to do mitzvahs. Doing mitzvahs itself is in itself a reward. When a person does a mitzvah, a person becomes better. A person becomes closer to Hashem. A person improves himself. We had just had the Gemara. Rav Yosef said, whoever says a blind man is potter for mitzvahs, I'll make him a party because I do the mitzvahs anyway. At the end, he was chayzer, and he said just the opposite. Whoever says that a blind man is chayiv in mitzvahs, I'll make a party, because God ha-mitzuvah v'aysa, yayis v'mish, ein ha-mitzuvah v'aysa. One who's commanded and does the mitzvahs is greater than one who's not commanded and does the mitzvahs anyway. Rabbi Yosef says, if not for the Torah, kama Yosef ika b'shuka, how many Yosef there will be outside in the marketplace? Rav Sheshes said, if not for the Torah, he was also blind, how many Rav Sheshes there will be outside in the marketplace? Without Torah, without mitzvahs, everybody's life would be different. So not only does Hashem make our lives better, not only does Hashem give us the schar, the mitzvah itself to do, and to improve ourselves, and make ourselves better, but Hashem rewards us also for the mitzvah. Move the furniture. 613 mitzvahs that we have to do. Do all the mitzvahs. But not only do we have the reward that Hashem gave us, the result of the mitzvahs, the Kedusha, the growing from the mitzvahs, the better people that we become, but Hashem gave us a schar also. It's true, a person shouldn't work for the schar, but the mitzvah itself, that improves a person, That then makes a person better. And mitzvah, gereris mitzvah, brings more mitzvahs. That's a schar, that's a direct result. That comes memela. That kavana a person can have. A person can do mitzvahs to come closer to Hashem, to become better. So Hashem rewards us twice. By giving us the mitzvah itself, it gives us the house, the way to become better, improves us. And not only that, but by improving ourselves, since at that time we were following the mitzvahs of Hashem, we're rewarded with schar for that also. So Hashem gives us sort of a double schar, the mitzvahs, and on top of that, schar payment for listening to Hashem and for doing the mitzvahs. Pasuk says, Ho'ish echad yechato, ba'kol ha'edotet, tikzayf. Perek tezayim, Pasuk chofeis. Moshe says to Hashem, one person sinned, Korach sinned, and Hashem, you're going to take your anger out on the whole Eidah, on the whole congregation, and all B'nai Yisrael. I probably said this over the Ben Ishchai, asks, what does the word echad mean? Ho'ish echad yechata. One man sinned. Just say, ho'ish yechata. One man sinned. Ba'kol ha'edah tiksoif. And you're angry at the whole Eidah? What's ho'ish echad yechata? One man sinned. Ho'ish yechata. Would also be one man sinned. Says the Ben Ishchai, we know that there's a chuk between B'nai Yisrael and the Goyim. What's the nafkamina between the Yidden and the Goyim? Klal Yisrael has an achdos that the Goyim never have. It says by Yaakov Avinu, when we went down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov went down with Shivim Nefesh. 70 Nefesh. 70 people. Singular. Yet it's a Lashon Yochid, Nefesh. Esav in Pashas Vayishrach, the Pasuk says, had Sheish Nefoshois. He had 6 people, yet they were all called Nefoshois, Lashon Rabin. Rashi brings down, the Avodah Zorah of one was not the same as the Avodah Zorah of the other. They were all different. But Klal Yisrael is Achdos. 70 people are called one. By the Goyim, 6 people are already called 6 different people. By Klal Yisrael, we have a rule, Klal Yisrael Reivim Zelazeh. We're all responsible one for the other. You know why? Because we're all one. When you have a tree, you have one unit. If one part of the tree, one part of the unit does something wrong, it affects the whole tree, it affects everybody. Klal Yisrael Reivim Zelazeh. When it comes to mitzvahs, we all share in the schar. We all share in the peiris. We're all connected. When it comes to our peiris, Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazeh. We're all responsible. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ho Ish Echad Yechato. This Kairach, who is he? He's an Ish Echad. He separated himself from the Eidah. He had a machloikis. He argued. He broke away from the Eidah. There's no achdos with him. If Ish Echad Yechato, such a person who's not one with us, he broke away. He's not, he's by himself. He's not with achdos of everybody else. For such a person who's not part of the klal, who broke away from the klal, who argues with the klal, for him, Hashem, you're going to be angry at the whole Eidah? He's not part of the Eidah. He broke away from the Eidah. Since he broke away from the Eidah, he's an ish echad. He's by himself. If an ish echad, if a person by himself sins, are you going to be angry at the whole Eidah? Klal Yisrael has achdos. The Gemara tells us, Atem kruim Odom, the loy oivde kechavim kruim Odom. Klal Yisrael is called Odom, Goyim are not called Odom. Good. And there are many pshatim that are said. Famous word from Rameh Shapiro is Atem kruim Odom, you're called Odom. The word Odom or Ish, a man, a person, there are different terms the Torah uses. There's Odom, there's Ish, Enosh, Gever. All the other terms have a Yachid and a Rabin. Ish, Ishim, Enosh, Anoshim, Geva, Gevorim, there's a Lashon Rabin. The word Adam, there's no Lashon Rabin. Adam, whether it's referring to one or many, is the word Adam. There is no plural for the word Adam. Atem kruyim Adam. You're called Adam. Klal Yisrael is the only nation in the world that's called Adam. No matter how many, we are, where we are, we're all together as one. We're all Adam. The Goyim are not called Adam. The Goyim are separate. Okay. Unfortunately, Eretz Yisrael now, the situation with the three boys that were kidnapped is not a good situation. But you see the achdos of Klal Yisrael. You see the achdos of Klal Yisrael all over, whether it's in this kehila, in that kehila, in this part of the world, in that part of the world, saying Tehillim, being mispalel, hoping for Yeshua. Everybody feels affected by it. Klal Yisrael is Adam, is one. When one part of a person hurts, the whole person hurts. Person's arm hurts, person can't say he's well, his arm hurts, it's part of his body. A person's leg hurts, the whole person hurts. When part of Klal Yisrael hurts, Adam, the entire person, the entire Klal Yisrael hurts. Sometimes it might take a tzara to bring us together. But Achdus comes about. Achdus comes about. If there's any message from this week's parasha, from the parasha of Kairach, it's the value of Achdus. Machlokes destroys, Machlokes ruins, Machlokes harms. We see what happened in this week's parasha, what Machlokes could do. The opposite of Machlokes Shalom is Achdus. We need Schusim now. The Schus that Kai Yisrael has is Schus of Achdus, of coming together, of becoming one. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, Klal Yisrael is one. It's all totally in the Achdus that we have. And the Schus the Achdus that we have, and our Tfilis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemirkabel, our Tfilis, Bekarav, and we should hear B'surus Toivis, we should hear good news, and Amir Tzashem, we should all celebrate together, and we should be able to keep the Achdus that we have in the good times, and we should be Zoicha to celebrate together, and to see Yeshuas together, and to be Zoicha to go up to the base of Mikdash together, via Skyot Tzadik, Meher Yimeinu Amen.